Blog Talk Radio.
Loving you until the day is night and night.
All right. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Welcome to the first day of the week. It is Sunday. It is the first day of the week. We're about to start a whole nother week again. I mean, this time is really moving fast. How is everybody doing from yesterday? I hope everybody is recovered. You know that you guys enjoyed the class yesterday because I certainly did. What a class it was. You know, but it is, that's what we do. You know, we do it the way, we do it just like that sometimes. And it's good for us because it gives us an opportunity to express ourselves. It gives us an opportunity to agree to disagree. It gives us all kind of opportunities with each other. And then to come out on the tail end of love, you know, because that's what it's all about. We have to learn as a people how to agree, to disagree agreeably. You know, without falling out and never speaking to each other no more. That's not what this thing is all about, because at the end of the day, we still brothers and sisters. You know, we have to learn how to do what we do. So I just wanted to share that. I've been thinking about it all day. You know, when I woke up this morning, I was thinking about it and, you know, how beautiful it was to be able to ask the questions that we asked yesterday in class and, you know, to be able to really think about those things. Anybody want to comment about yesterday's class or, you know, what you thought about it, or, you know, after it was over with, you gave it some thought and you came up with a conclusion? You know, do you have any feedback on it at all? Because I have some other things that I want to go into, and we didn't really get through the whole lesson yesterday. We have a lot more information to go as it pertains to that, because we have to understand why the world is going the way it's going now, you know, and it's just interesting. Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 337, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, I kept hearing yesterday about the Marfordite, and that's a direct result of when the angelic beings mingle with you. That's one of the signs.
You think they produced to a Marfordite?
Yeah, they came from, because if you go to, you was reading the Jubilees where the Most High said that the angels were already circumcised. And then,
right.
Then they asked Enoch to come. They asked Enoch to go in and petition the Most High on account of them, get him another chance. And the Most High sent Enoch back and told him to tell them, ye supposed to be petitioning for him. Because they humans, and you is eternal being. And you don't need a woman, because you're eternal beings. But the man on the earth needs a woman to reproduce himself with. Umbilical cord. So when those angels came down to mix with those women, those are the side effects of the homosexuality, the perverseness, and that having men and women having both sexes and all that. When you see that, that's a direct result of what the angels did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nothing new.
Because somewhere, but do you think it's possible that there might have been a twin or something somewhere that never developed in the person? No.
Well, see, that's another thing that I mean, I see a lot of Israelites, you know, they don't have a full understanding of it, is the fact that it's only one thing in the Bible when the Most High curses somebody, he takes the melanin from them. Melanin, and that's another way to identify who the Israelites are, because melanin was a gift. When he made Adam, he gave him melanin to protect him. The melanin protects him from the outer environment and from the sun. So we know now what he done to Cain. He took the melanin from Cain, and then Cain said, "I can't handle this. I can't deal with this, because then those UV rays and the sun was just whooping on him." And so that's why he said it. He said, earth is not going to get you or nothing to you. That's because the melanin is in everything. So that's when the Most High takes that away. Then when a person, in conception, when a man and a woman come together and conceive a fetus in the womb, that melanin surrounds that fetus. And it's impossible for it to have any kind of defects while it's forming. But without the melanin, you get those defects.
Mm-hmm.
And so the melanin, which is what they call God gene.
Well, I've seen that before.
I mean, it's
interesting. I mean, you know, I don't know a lot about it, but I've definitely seen a few videos about melanin and how important it is for the skin and
right.
how important it is, just period. You know, so I don't.
Right. So
I mean,
so he told Adam. I mean, he told Miriam and Aaron. He called them out. He told them. He said, everybody else, I deal with dreams and visions. All the way from the beginning all the way to Mount Sinai, he said, I deal with all those people in dreams and visions. Only Moses have I talked to face to face. Well, the pineal gland. That's the whole focus of the human body is the pineal gland, and the pineal gland is what secretes the melanin. So when you have a lack of melanin, then your pineal gland ain't working. So when you understand all that, that's what the stomach came. He snatched back that melanin from him. It's like he did with Marion. And the only reason Marion was able to receive it back, Moses was standing there. And Moses cried out for her, but when he gave it to Cain, wasn't nobody there to cry out for Cain. And he left
right.
Cain like that. Right.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, that's very interesting. What was I going to say? I don't forget what I was going to say. We were talking about melanin and what was I going to say? That's a part of old age, I guess. It'll come to me, but yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I know that the angels were of a certain color where they didn't have any color to them either. You know, but I mean, you know, you never know. I mean, you just never know. Yeah, I think that those type of questions and the things that we went through yesterday, you know, we have been so used to reading over things and not reading them at all, allowing somebody else to read it to us, you know, that
right.
once we really begin to break this word down and understand this, it gets deep. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because we won't know all the answers until the Most High comes and explain everything to us. But, you know, it just lets us know that this is more, as much as it's natural, it's supernatural, you know, and it just is. I mean, you know, it took us to a place yesterday, but it was a necessary place because, you know, a lot of us, we come thinking that we know the story, and we really don't. I mean, you know, we're learning the story, and we're learning about him, but we really don't know the story. You know, from a Roman Christianity standpoint, you know, you know what makes me so angry is now that I see it, and I look at it, and I look at it from a distance. It's like, wow, I don't even know how I sat in that all that time, you know, because it's all of it is formulated and structured to receive a certain outcome, you know, but I'm glad that I have the opportunity to see with my own eyes the word and watch it become real and unfold because it's amazing the things that are in there that we haven't even begun to touch the surface because, you know, the angels, I don't know. I'm just gonna leave that alone. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But you
be on here and say that the angels have penises. People would be like, for what? What would be the purpose of them having penises? But they have to have penises in order to sleep with the woman.
Right. So the when you get an understanding on that on the melanin and what melanin is and all that, well, then you go back to the scriptures and the Most High is precise because when he's describing those four creatures in Ezekiel, he makes the point to let you know that they burnish brass. They complexion is burnt, burnished brass. And then when he's describing the angel in Daniel chapter 10, he tells you what the complexion is. But because
yeah.
you have a little bit of understanding, huh?
I said, yeah.
Even the man at the temple, the man with the rod that ran in Ezekiel 40, he tells you what his complexion is. And so when you understand that, it's impossible for everybody else to be of a dark hue and then the Israelites be white.
Right, that's true. But thinking about an angel being circumcised, for what reason? I mean, you know what I'm saying, other than it's a covenant for the Most High, but in order for them to have come down to the earth and chose wives and slept with those women, they would have had to have the reproduction organs of a man. They had to.
Right.
And you never think about that. You never give that thought. And those are the things that you have to be able to, if you're going to tell the story, you got to tell the story the whole way, exactly the way it is. And a lot of people would have a problem with that. They'd be like, well, I don't understand that. What would be the purpose of that? They can't have children, but they can have children because they did. They gave birth to giants.
Well, when they was when the three angels came to Abraham, he sent his one of his male servants to fetch a calf, and they cooked it, and then they ate bread and drunk wine under the tree.
Yeah,
so
they did.
You never wouldn't figure they could do that.
Yeah, they did do that. They did come down, and then they ate, and they did all that kind of stuff too. Yeah, I mean, you know, and those are the things that. You know, we've been in this Bible for so, I know I've been in this Bible for at least 35 years or more. I know I have. But to be able to see it now from the perspective that the Most High has allowed me to see it, it's just amazing the things that come out. And it's simple things. It's not nothing that really allows you to have to precept anything. It's simple rationale to say, well, if this happened, then they had to have this. Or if this happened, then it had to be this way because that is the way that the Most High has set this thing up.
Right.
So when the gods come back, which they do, and that's a part of the lesson, when the gods come back, they are basically setting the stage for the arena, how they want the world to be, how it once was, as in the days of Noah, they're setting this stuff back up the way they want it to be. That's why you got LGBT and all the other acronyms that people are calling themselves by. They don't want to be identified as a gender. They don't want you. All this, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
It's not. That's why they rushed to pass those laws, because the gods are coming back, and this is the environment that was here before. I really do believe that. I really do. Because homosexuality is running rampant. And it's a proven fact that the giants did that with each
other. Come from.
You know? Yeah. Well, yeah. I think it started earlier, but yeah. You know? But, you know, when this is something that they have done, and this is the arena that we're going to want to be back in again, you know, this is what they're setting everything up for, and it's the spirit that's out there, because it is becoming as normal as everything else.
Right. Well, this it had to be, when you go back and look at it, it had to be this, it's just more people on the planet now than then, but this is stuff that was going on, the reason the flood had to come.
Right. Absolutely.
He flooded it all out. Right.
Of course.
And then not only that, it was in Genesis 1 and 1, 1 and 2. That he returned into the earth from a flood. A lot of people don't know that.
This is a lot. I mean, you know, when you think about it, and you know, this is the kind of stuff when you talk about meat, you know, because we have people that that have been in church forever and ever and ever, and they still want milk. But when we go into these topics, you know, this is when you sit down and really begin to chew some of the meat of the word and understand, you know, that it's not the way you think it is, you know, and that he left it for us to be able to reason together and come to these conclusions by what it says just by reading. Just by reading.
Right.
And it's a lot for people to accept. It's a lot because, you know, the mind has not been structured all this time to even go there, you know, or let alone come to the conclusion that we just did. You know, anybody else want to join in on the conversation with us, please feel free to push one. You know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, when you really begin to break it down, it's way bigger than we could ever begin to imagine or ever begin to think, you know, that the circumcision started in the heavens with the angels. The circumcision is the covenant that the Most High brought with him down to Mount Sinai to be able to give. Well, he basically gave it to Abraham before all of that. So he gave it to Abraham and made sure that that was a covenant that he made with Abraham, because it is something that they do in the heavens. Nobody could accept that. They'd be like, well, wait a minute, hold on. Why would we need to have that? Because that's how he has it set up.
you know,
that's how you got it set up. That's unbelievable. That's just
right.
Unbelievable. You know, you have to really think that thing through for the rest of the day, like, wow. Shoot. I mean, really, like, wow, that is unbelievable. You know? That's crucial. But, I mean, you know, it's, that's what the word says. So we have to be able to accept it. You know, and move forward, because in order for them, in order for the angels to come in Genesis chapter 6, and in order for them to pick wives and for those women to be impregnated, those angels had to have male genitalia. They had to have a seed in them. And most people would ask why. Why would they need one? Don't have that answer, but they got one in them because they were able to do that. You know, and whether they were fallen and they fell at that point or whatever, they still became able to do that, to be able to produce giants.
Right. Well, we made in their image. They're not made in our image. So everything we got, they got.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's unbelievable. Hold on, I got somebody here. Area code 717. Your mic is open. Go ahead, come here.
It sounds disrespectful, but is the Most High circumcised since Adam was made in His image?
If we made His image, then He has to have that.
Got to go look at Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26, 27, 28, 9.
You know, if we're made in His image and in His likeness, and the angels have it, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you can't think of it like it's dirty, because it's not. It's the physical anatomy of a male, and this is what a male has, just like there's a physical anatomy, because we grown up, of a female, and that's what the female has. So
right.
If the angels have it, and we're made in God's likeness, then He would have to have it. And that's not disrespectful. But then the question would be, why would He need it? But that's a question, again, those are the things, again, that we cannot answer. I wouldn't even begin to try to touch that under no circumstances. I'm not touching that because I don't know why. Those are the questions that, you know, if you can remember those questions, those are the questions that you would have to be able to ask Him. You know, but you got, I mean, the realistic part of it, you know, from a realistic point, we all know that the angels came down and they slept with the women of the earth and impregnated those women because the egg comes from the woman and the sperm comes from the man, and they impregnated those women to be able to have children, and they gave birth to giants. And it wasn't anything scientific. It was the regular way that a man and a woman come together. And that's why they failed, because they weren't supposed to do that. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Since that's kind of deep. I mean, for real.
Another thing I see people doing is they say gods, well, when you look at that, it's ales, because they got names.
It's ales.
Michael ale, Raphael, Gabriel. They ales. It's not God.
Mm-hmm.
It's angels, and they strong ones. But that's what the ale is. So Daniel said that Gabriel told Daniel, you got held up by the prince of Persia. So it's a prince, it's an angel, an ale, and he got a name.
I agree. I mean, we don't know the full makeup of the kingdom, but he did leave some things on record. I mean, for real. Hold on, let me open up this person's mic. Area code 405, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Is there female angels or beings, high beings?
No.
I believe it is. I believe it is. I believe that there is. We're going to get on that next week, but I believe that there are citizens in the kingdom, and I believe that there are female citizens in the kingdom, but they're not wives to the angels. I don't believe that because the angels don't. The only reason why they were created wives on earth was so that we could procreate and to produce more people. But they were never supposed to do that. But if we are made, I mean, we got to go back to yesterday. If Adam, one being, was made with two genders, because he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and then he told him what the image and likeness was. He said, male and female made he him. Male and female made he them and called their name Adam. So if Adam was made in one being with two genders until the woman was pulled, we were made after somebody's likeness. And I just don't believe that it was made up and that the womb came from nowhere and the womb was created from nowhere, just like the other part of the male anatomy had a purpose and somebody in the heavens had that. So I believe that there are beings in the heavens that have our gender. Now, I was also researching where they said the angels can shapeshift into either male or female. Because they said Lucifer can shapeshift into either male or female whenever it suits him. But,
well,
I
mean, every time he shows him, he got a breast. He got male and female part.
Yeah. Like I said, that's the meat part. You know, we have to do that sometimes, you know, because it's necessary to really be able to understand that. But I just don't believe that the womb just needed to just be on the earth because we had to be made in the likeness of Yah too. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's something to think about when you think, I mean, he just blew me away with the anatomy of the angels because he even said that before, that the angels were circumcised and it didn't register. It's like, wait a minute. But then when you think about it, they had to have that anatomy in order to give birth to giants. Those women were impregnated.
Well, you got to break down Genesis chapter 5, of the first five verses.
No. That's crucial. I mean, I'm still stunned. Hold on, let me give that some thought. I mean, you know, when you really, really think about that, that is really something else. And then the Gentile want to clean it up and say, oh, it was scientifically done. No, that's not what the scriptures say. They say they took for themselves wives, you know, and then came unto them, and they gave birth to giants.
That's why I don't understand why females in heaven, why were they attracted to women? Apparently there was none in heaven. Maybe was it that unusual that they wanted to be with them? They said they were beautiful, so I don't understand why they were attracted and they had the same thing in heaven.
I don't know. I don't know.
You go to the story in the garden. He said he saw, and this explained a lot. He said that he found Adam lonely. There wasn't no woman with Adam, so there can't be Adam over there in Genesis 1:26 because the Adam he put in the garden didn't have no woman with him. He put him to sleep and made a woman. So if that's the case, he said the man that's on the earth need to help me. But the angel don't need no help me. But the man that's on the earth need to help me. Help him do what? Bring forth his kind.
Yeah,
so
they have to do something.
There's no need for women to help.
And then the Most High said that too. He said, you know, there was no reason for a supernatural being to have access to the sexual desire because they were eternal. They didn't need that. They
right.
were doing something else.
Right.
Their job was to do something being eternal. But that the reason for the man and the woman to be created on the earth was so that they could bring forth more people, more children, procreate and do what they do. But it is that, but and I understand that part. But if that's the case, but they were still created in a way where they could do it if they wanted to, because they did it.
Okay.
They did it. They really did. I mean, you know, they did it. And then it's evident that they did it, and it was done. You know, and then my thing is, why would they need that organ if they were just angels? What would be the purpose? But they had it, and they did it. You know, so it's interesting. I'm telling you, when you go to this level, it's interesting when you, and you have to, you know, you have to keep it clean. Hold on, I got so many people that push one. Hold on, I'm sorry, you guys. Here I come. Eric code 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
The Messiah was created that way, through the Holy Spirit and a woman. The Messiah was created that way. I don't understand. There's got to be the way that you do certain things. I mean, there are certain things that come from above, but it all depends on the way, I guess, we use it in a holy way
mm-hmm.
or an unholy way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean,
well,
that's true. That is
It
lets
you know
it's
a
real
thing. That's what it's doing.
There's a lot of things that came from above that can be abused for unrighteousness, and depending on how you use them, they can be used for righteousness.
That's true.
Well,
it can't be righteous.
It can't be righteous. It can't be righteous. If the Most High is dealing with those men and with those angels, and then he chastised some of them for one thing, and then he don't chastise other ones for something else, he's not righteous. That's why he keeps asking the question over and over through the scriptures and through these stories. He asks them, am I not righteous? When he cast them out and sent them to Babylon, he asks them, am I not righteous? Am I not what I'm doing or righteous? And he was righteous. So he cannot say one thing 2,500 years earlier, then 2,500 years later, he do something else. So what you have to do is, when you see that something ain't adding up the way it's supposed to be, you don't make it good. You deal with it.
You don't make Zodiac it good. You can make Zodiac good, but then you can use astrology for evil. So that kicks the bucket on that. There's certain ways that you have to use what is above. Use it below. You have to use it in the righteous way.
Right.
There's
right.
certain things like they crystals. When you use amethyst and other things, the city of heaven, the New Jerusalem, has 12 floors from Revelation, from what we understand. And the gates are made of pearls, but you can use pearls for bad things too. I mean, Mardi Gras does the same thing. That's an evil way of using pearls. But you can use pearls for the city called heaven, for the gates. You can use pearls for good things, for amethyst, for good things,
right.
for bad things. You can use any crystal you can use for good or evil. And that's
right.
where sorcery and evil and witchcraft comes in. But you can also use it for the good, for healing and for cleansing. There's a certain way that you can use good things, like from above, or bad things. And see, Lucifer went too. I see that he went too far. He tried to assert the authority of the Most High. You can use power for good or for evil.
Right. So I got an example. In Leviticus, you know, you got two seeds. Two anointed ones, two anointed seeds in Israel. That's the king and the high priest. And they can't have no blemishes on them. The high priest can't have no blemishes on him. So what is he saying? He's saying that it's a race of people from all the way from Adam that is not contaminated. They have no blemishes on them. You can't. So I can't bring a man in there that have defects on him and make him the high priest. So when I see a man that's got a blemish on him, already something wrong. I can't make him good. So I got to go find somebody else that don't have no blemishes on them.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Brother Leonard, real quick. Let me get this mic open because I got somebody else here to push one. Where do you find it in the Book of Jubilees that the angels were circumcised? Hold on. Area code 832, your mic is open, you're on the air. Where do you find that at in Jubilees? Because I know we had read it before.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it while you're doing that.
Okay. Area code 832, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Hello? I think your phone's on mute because we can't hear you. I'm sorry, 903. Area code 903. Maybe they hung up. I don't know. Okay, well, anyway, we still on here, but, yeah, they hung up. But, I mean, you know, it's just interesting when you begin to break this stuff down and you begin to really read this stuff to really understand it. It takes you to a whole nother level. It really does. It takes you to another level of understanding, you know, that we have been really sold a bill of goods to believe, you know, that this stuff never happened, that these beings never did those things, you know, because I've even heard Hebrew Israelite groups laugh, like, those angels is huge, ha, ha, ha. If they sleep with these women, ha, 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 they are bust the women open. Evidently not, because if they can transform themselves into someone that looks just like you and me, they can interact with us just like you and me.
Okay, that's in. You see that?
Yes, I'm here.
That's the type of cloning.
That's in Jubilees 15 and verse 27 and 28.
Jubilees chapter 15, verse 27 and 28. Hold on, here we go. Area code 513. Your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Why do they keep hanging up? Are you there?
You want me to read it?
Yeah, well, hold on just a minute. Let me put their mic back on mute. And okay, here we go. Let's try. Okay, 513, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Hold on, Brother Leonard.
Sis, I think that, you know, bringing up the circumcision brings a lot of light to it, and I'm glad you're touching on that, because I think that plays the more a greater part in what was going on. I think that also the giants, that was part of the battle that they had with the ones that were circumcised against the ones that were not uncircumcised. But I think that plays a major part in what you're talking about, and I hope that Brother Leonard brings it forth, because, I think that weighs a lot as to what was going on and why the battle and them wanting to sleep with the women. And all of that all came together. So I think that plays a major part.
Okay. All right, Brother Leonard, where are you going to read it? He's in Jubilees chapter 15, verses. What is the verses?
The verse about the angel 27, but I'm going to start at 24.
Okay, so it's Jubilees 15, verse 24.
Okay, he says, On the same day was Abraham circumcised, and all the men of his house, and all those who he had brought with money from the children of the strangers were circumcised with him. This law is for all generations forever, and there is no variance of days, and no omission of one day out of the 8 days, for it is eternal law, ordained and written on the heavenly tablets. Everyone that is born, the flesh of whose foreskin is not circumcised on the 8th day, does not belong to the children of the covenant, which the Lord made with Abraham, but instead they belong to the children of destruction. Nor is there any other sign on him that he is the Lord, but he is destined to be destroyed and killed from the earth and to be rooted out of the earth, for he has broken the covenant of the Lord our God. 27, all the angels of the present and all the angels of sanctification have been created, already circumcised, from the day of their creation. And before the angels of the presence of the Lord and the angels of sanctification, he has sanctified Israel, that they should be with him and his holy angels.
Mm. We read it before. For you all say, Book of Jubilees, where is that? That's in the Apocrypha. It's chapter 15. You can Google the Book of Jubilees, chapter 15. And you can read it, verses. He started at verse 24 and went down to verse 27. Jubilees chapter 15, verse 24 through 27, and where it says that the angels were circumcised. And I just know that from my reading and from my understanding is that when he introduced himself to Abraham, he introduced the circumcision. He introduced the law of circumcision to Abraham, and that's when it began. Then we go to Mount Sinai, and then that's something that went on down through what Abraham, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. I'm sure Ishmael was probably circumcised too, because it's something that he gave to Abraham before he had any children at all whatsoever. So, I mean, you know, this is something that was done in the heavens. And whatever they do in the heavens, is the Most High brought it to the earth so that he would be able to identify his people.
There's nothing new.
Let alone the fact that they already are expelled from heaven, meaning they are not going back. And based off of what Brother Leonard said, you know, it's basically confirming the fact that that's a covenant between the Most High. Not only, I mean, the anger that the giants must have because they want to come back and do battle with the Most High, that's more than enough to want to do battle because they know they're not going back.
Not only the fallen angels, all the angels are circumcised.
Right, right.
The ones that's fallen, and so all of the angels that are there, they have the law of circumcision in the kingdom, and they're circumcised. That's just hold on, unbelievable. Area code 832, your mic is open. I think that's just unbelievable that is something that's mandated that, it's just too much, I'm telling you.
I had a question. My question was, didn't they have sex with the animals too?
The fallen angels?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Abominable. Yes, they did. They did it all. They had sex with the animals. They had sex with each other. They had sex with the women. Yep, and their children were born. They did the same thing. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yep,
so how you understand that? So how you understand that is once they left their habitation and they did what they did with those women, the Most High became perverted. So it went from just doing that one act to perversion. And so you say, well, what are you talking about? Well, look what Solomon did. Once Solomon crossed that line and started marrying those women outside of his race, then look what he did. So that's a characteristic that you have to look for, because once you cross the line, you're not just going to cross the line right there and stay right there. You're going to go into perversion. It's automatic. If you don't hurry up and get yourself together, you're going to end up in perversion.
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, that's good. I was wondering when the Bible talks about how the fallen angel said, oh, the women are beautiful, but they, you know, they not only went after the women, but they went after the animals also.
Right.
Yeah.
With the women,
and guess
what? The men are doing that today.
Yeah.
They still performing bestiality today, and it's a norm for a lot of societies and a lot of people. I told y'all, all you gotta do is Google your state and find out whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony. Some of it is a law that's allowed. It is. Somebody told me not too long ago that this man captured an alligator and tied it up and was having sex with the alligator. I said, I have never heard of such.
Okay.
Wicked.
He said every animal after their kind, which means that if you're sleeping with animals, that's wrong. You're supposed to sleep with your own kind, which is women.
Yes, you are.
The men are supposed to sleep with women. It's not abominable for him to have sex with the women. But when he starts going after beasts, that's abomination.
Yes, it is. But they doing it, sis. They doing it today. They doing it. Google your state right now and say, is bestiality legal? And they will tell you whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony.
Well, the thing about that is it's shameful, because you got to look at the alligator, the lion, and the elephant, all these times, it's the Most High creation. All you see them doing is going after their kind. For us to be humans and doing what we're doing, that's shameful.
It is. Very much so. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that. Animal? Oh, my God. But they do it. And, you know, and it's something that they do, what, black and white. So it can't just be white people. It's black and white. And they do it, you know. So it is what it is. I mean, you know, but those are the things that the angels introduced mankind, man, to. These are the things that they brought with them when they come. And that's why the society is being set up the way it's been set up now, because they want the same environment that they had before when they make themselves manifest. It's going to be the same thing. That's why I keep telling everybody it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. Because to them, anything and everything goes. You know? It's going to be.
And they had a constant reminders around town, around all the cities, the obeliques. All around the city.
That is a standing penis, basically. It is considered to be a phallus. It is. Oh, it's really something. I mean, when you really begin to understand this stuff, it's like, wow. You know, and because you ask yourself, where did all of this sexuality come from? This immoral sexuality come from? And this is exactly what they're doing, introducing it into society so that it will seem like it's normal, because it was normal for them to do what they did. It was. You know? Unbelievable. You know? And he gave them the tools, evidently. The Most High gave the angels the tools, and necessarily they had to have a seed in them to be able to give the seed to the woman. They had to. And then you ask yourself, why would y'all create angels to have a seed inside of them? No? There's so many unanswered questions. So many. You know? It's unreal. You know, and those are the things that make you think. That's what I was talking about. Those are the things that we have read over and not really thought about. Incredible. Because we have the angels like these nice little bitty kids with wings on their back, flying around, flipping around in the air like imps or something like that, because that's what we've been shown. But no, they're grown men. They're real grown-up men with grown-up men things, doing grown-up men things. Presenting themselves to female women and doing what grown-ups do. Oh, got mercy.
I have always heard that the female anatomy was so new. It was different. I mean, that's why I was asking, well, there was no females in heaven, or was the anatomy was so different, and that's what attracted them, was seeing that particular seed.
I don't think it was the anatomy that they was looking at for them to say they was beautiful. Some people say, you know what they say it was? And because it's in the New Testament, they say it was the hair. And because, you know, when you go to the New Testament, there's a scripture that says that a woman should cover her hair. She should have put on a covering because of the angels. Now, some people seem to think, and this is just speculation, pure speculation, that it is the woman, the female's hair. Some people tend to think that it is the female anatomy itself. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I dare not to try to even fill in the blanks on that, since I'm so baffled at the whole circumstances field. I don't know.
It's something that attracted them to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And they took wives of whom they chose. That's in Genesis chapter 6. They took wives of whom they chose. And then they said that they went into those wives and they gave birth to giant, mighty men, men of renown. Those were giants. That was half breed. They was half angelic and half human. But we know
now,
that the egg of the woman produces the flesh. We know the egg of the woman produces the flesh, and the seed of the man is what gives the person the essence. And the reason why we know that is because that was what was destroyed in the flood, was the flesh. That was the human part. But the essence of it, the spirit of them, lives on, and that's how we get evil spirits. Because if the flesh is eternal, it would have never been destroyed.
Right. It's evil because the spirit wasn't conceived in heaven. It was conceived with a mutation. Right.
And what does the scripture say? That those spirits go through the earth looking, they're always hungry and thirsty and lustful.
Right.
And that's where you're getting all this stuff from.
Right.
What scripture was that, Jubilee? Because I missed that.
Jubilee chapter 15, verses 24 down to 27. Unbelievable. It's just, you know, you think you've gotten to the point where you can't be shocked. But even with that, he still takes you to a whole nother level when he finally registers what it is. It's like, whoa. You know, why would the angels need that? But they were created in his likeness and his image. They were created by him.
Sis, may I ask a question?
Yeah.
When we read in the Bible, when it talks about, we can identify who the sons of God are. But when we talk about the daughters of men, is that the only place where it's found in Genesis 6? In identifying what daughters are of men? Yeah.
Yeah, I have to check. I know that it's in the book of Enoch. I know that it's there.
Yeah, it's in the book of Adam and Eve. That's that.
It's in the book of Jasher, too. The daughter of men.
That's actually the daughter of Cain. That's not the daughter
that's
of men.
That's what I was thinking.
If you go to the book of Adam and Eve, like I was saying, you come to find out that Adam's seed, or by the time they get down to Jared and Enoch and knowing them, they was up on a plateau, and they was looking down at the children of Cain, and it tells you what they were doing. So they were doing all kind of manner of wicked, foul stuff, homosexuality, everything that's going on today. And so one of the things they would do was they go into a man's house and beat him down and sleep with his wife in front of him. So when you say,
like,
what are you doing about? So when you go to the story of Sarah and Abraham, when Abraham went to Gerar, that's what he's telling you. Abraham was scared. So he told them, no, there ain't none of my wife, it's my sister. So they wouldn't kill him and sleep with his wife. Then Isaac did the same thing. Isaac lied.
Yes, he did.
And said, no, you know, my wife, so they won't kill him. So when you understand that, then you go to the flood, after the flood. It's not Ham. It's not Ham that slept with Noah's wife. It was Japheth that slept with Noah's wife. So and the product of that is Canaan. And so all the Canaanites is tied to Canaan.
Tied to the giants, yeah? And they tied to the serpent. That's a possibility. It's possible. I'm just deaf. That's possibility. I mean, you know, for real, that's possibility. Because all of it tends to the serpent seed, because if Lucifer is Cain's father, then of course his seed would be connected and they would be attracted to those women, because those women would have the DNA necessary for them to be able to understand, because they share the same DNA. Because those women would have that serpent seed DNA in them. It's interesting, I'm telling you. And a lot of people don't like to touch it because it takes you to a level that nobody is really willing to go. But, you know, it was. I've always realized that something else deeper happened in the garden. It wasn't just as simple as somebody eating. I believe that whatever it was that they partook in, they became aware of those sexual perversions, and they all participated in it. They all did some things, and to the point where it went too far. And out of that was produced those twins, and one was Lucifer's and one was Adam. And that's why when they were born, this is just my thoughts and my beliefs, and it doesn't say that, but it does say it in a certain sense. It does say it through the scripture that when they were born, one baby belonged to Lucifer and one baby belonged to Adam. And Cain came first, which gave him the right to the firstborn. And that's why I asked her, what have you done? Because I just believe that that's what happened, and as a result of that, he was evil and he killed Abel. And then Seth had to be born to be able to set the path straight.
He was just like his father.
And that's what the scripture said, that Cain was of the evil one. Now, that's in the New Testament, that Cain was of the evil one. But a lot of people, and I believe that homosexuality started there. I believe that bestiality started there. I think they did everything there. That's where it all started from. So what did the angels do when they fell? They came to follow suit. But it had already been done first. I mean, it's just, you know, when you really begin to really research that, and it does not go into detail, but it does say that Cain is of the evil one. But when you read Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 down through, it said these are the generations of Adam. Cain was never mentioned. I said, wait a minute, where's Cain at? He was never mentioned. The Most High did not mention Cain because he was not his son.
Right, he separated.
He only mentioned Seth. And that's where the bloodline started. And that's why you have two separate bloodlines on the earth. And that's why you have all this stuff going on with different blood types and DNAs and all that stuff. These things, look, it just gets deep. And like I told my daughter, I said, you know, everybody wants to go to the music industry. Everybody wants, you hear them songs and our kids be bobbing their heads to that music. But that is Lucifer's arena, and he promotes his own children. Those are his children. And people are like, well, no, those children, no, those are his biological children. With his DNA in them. And he's promoting them and giving them what he has, access to this place for right now. So, I mean, you know, and then our kids go out there and try to sleep in cars and don't have naked and never get to know this and never get this and that other because you're not a part of the seed line. You have to be a part of the bloodline. Make it just like over here. It's the same over here. You got to be a part of the bloodline. And then they get mad because they can't make it and want to try to commit suicide and all that stuff. And that was never what the Most High intended for you to be in the first place. And they keep it sold up and locked up so can't nobody get in but those that are a part of the bloodline. They worship Lucifer. That's their father. That's their God. Oh, I mean, it is what it is. You know, and Yah is ours, and that's how we have to, that's the separation of the two. You know, so man, this is deep. I mean, like I said, no matter how much you think you know, right when you think you know something, the Most High will open up your eyes to a whole nother revelation, and you just sit there baffled like, wow. You know, I don't really spend a whole lot of time on his kingdom and what he do for his kids, because that's what he does. Because the scripture says if the evil one knows how to give his children good gifts, how much more would a Father in heaven give unto those of his who we love? So there's clearly a separation.
Yeah, I mean, to see how some of these people live, you know, I think about the Eastern Bloc, and they talk about, oh, yeah, you know, you guys enjoy your kingdom right now because this is your kingdom right now. And you looking at some of how these people live, I mean, today, even when I went to some of the plantations in Washington and Jefferson's plantation, they live good.
Yes, yes. They living good now.
You know?
They ain't living good then. They living good now. I told you one of the Hebrew brothers called me. He lives in California. He said, since you got to see some of these places these people live in, he said it's like paradise. It's like something you've never seen in your life before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said that. I mean, just, wow.
Yeah.
That's
why riding
up and
down those roads and stuff in them houses, and oh, they got the best of the best.
Beautiful cars.
They do. Mm. Beautiful houses, servants, private jets. They doing it big.
Yeah, he said he's gonna live in high places.
I seen this. They got this Google Map. You can Google Map, and it says some of the strange things that Google Map found. And they found, like, people be having airplanes in their driveways.
Yeah.
Not helicopter, airplane.
Yeah. I believe it. I mean, the New Testament, when Lucifer came up to the Messiah, he said, look out at all these kingdoms. He said, these are mine to give if you bow down and worship me. These are mine to give. Why? Because his son was the firstborn. It was ugly. She messed up big time. It wasn't just no apple she ate. She messed up big time. He messed up real bad. You know, and it is what it is. It's ugly. That's why the Most High told him in the garden, he said, you might have had her, but you won't love her. I'm going to put enmity between you and her, between her seed and your seed. That lets you know right there, you got children. Enmity and hatred.
Right,
he said, I'm going to put hatred. You might have had her, but I'm going to put hatred between you and her and between her seed and your seed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you actually took Eve. If the Most High
when he
came back, he took Eve.
Well, see, I don't know. I ain't read none of the other books. I try not to, you know, but
if you read the story, you can see that he had overwhelmed Eve.
Yeah.
You don't think about Adam.
Adam.
In the cool of the day, he the one broke it up. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And he probably was singing to him.
And guess what? Right. Not only her, him too, because he puts us too.
Right.
He wasn't standing there watching, he partook too. They all got involved in some things that they had no business. That's why they put him out. They said, we got to get them up out of here unless they eat from the tree of life and this mess go on forever. We got to put a stop to this. They can't stay here. And the Most High sent the angels down with the sword and put their butts out.
Right.
No, so, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, like you said, sis, it's some folks living. They doing the most. You be looking like, wow. They said we have trillionaires that you don't even get to see. They don't never run out of money. You'll never get to see them. And those are the angels, some of the angels that are still here on this earth that's living. You know, my sister had, I forgot the name of the book, but she had this book she was reading. And it was years ago. And it was just a regular mystery drama book. And it was about this rich woman in New York. And this woman was wealthy, I mean beyond wealthy. And she was a part of this secret society and all this stuff. And the book some kind of way went to where she was having this party, and only certain selected people were invited to this party, but all the people that came to the party were wealthy. And I mean extremely wealthy. I mean rich beyond your compare, beyond anybody's belief or compare. And in at the party, in the book, they said that these people were from a select group, that they only got together at a certain time. But when they got together, all of them were fallen angels, and they had, when they were in her house, they were able to let their wings out. And I'm like, wow. Like I told her, if somebody wrote that in the book, it probably done happened for real. Yep. And I'm like, wow. And they talked about how wide the wingspans were of the wings, but that they had been clipped. Because you know they can't go back. And I'm like, whoa. I'm going to find out what the name of that book is. I sure am. I was like, that can't be a coincidence. You know, trillionaires on the earth, like you said, airplanes in the front yard.
Crucial. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to read something out of the book of Adam and Eve pertaining to, you talk about the music industry, and Deuteronomy, it talks about the Most High tells, you know, a lot of people don't deal with it, I don't even know if they see it, but he tell them when they go into the land of Canaan, don't deal with their knowledge. So that means that even Israelites, we got a certain knowledge in a certain way we think, and they got a certain knowledge in the same way they think. And he said, don't partake of their knowledge. So right here, dealing with the daughters of Cain, which is what Genesis chapter 6 says, it says, Satan came to Gunan, which is, that's Tubal Cain, in his childhood, and made various trumpets and horns and stringed instruments, cymbals, pastries, and lyres, and harps, and flutes. And Gunan played them at all times, at every hour. And when he played them, Satan came to them so that among them were heard beautiful and sweet sounds that seized the heart with delight. Then he gathered many crowds to play on them, and when they played, it greatly pleased the children of Cain. They got the children of Cain right there. Who flamed themselves, took flames of sin among themselves, and they burned with fire while Satan inflamed their hearts with one another, and lust increased among them. So we see right here, which is a picture that's not painted for us, that the children, you know, the Levites, they were musical because of the songs. Mm-hmm. They had singers and all that amongst them. So they had certain type of music that they had, and Satan had this wicked music right here. And so now that we've been brought over here, we're dealing with his music.
Absolutely. You better say that
talent
for real.
Development, and we're dealing with his music, which is perverted.
And guess what, Brother Leonard? They got music for everything. They play music for commercials. They play music for everything. If you go in church right now and they have church and ain't no music, people will get up and leave. They be like, this ain't the church. We need some music. It is very influential in the society that we live in. It is. It is. It really is. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you got to be able to come to that conclusion. It is. You know, and they're very rich and they're very wealthy. You know, very wealthy. I always watch that YouTube clip where the older guy, the black guy, is talking to this older white guy, and he was like, you made a deal? He said, yeah, I made a deal with the boss. He said, who'd you make? And the black guy laughed. I'm like, who you make the deal with? He said, you know, the big man, the boss. He said, oh, yeah, he is the boss. He said, the Lucifer, the devil, I made the deal with him. And they laughing like it's a conversation between them two because they know the arena that they're in. Our kids just looking at it like it's open to the public, and it ain't. They the ones trying to commit suicide because they can't see what's really going on. They can't be like what they see on TV, and it's not open to them.
Yeah, only way they can get in is through a sacrifice, maybe.
Exactly. You know, but you can't tell them that because everybody wants to be a rapper. that I want to rap. I want to be a rapper. It's more to life than that. Shit, all that mess gonna come to a cease anyway. You know. My daughter told me, she said, you know how old a kid has to be to hold a gun in Ohio? I said, how old? She said 7. I said, I can believe that. I said, that makes a whole lot of sense. She said, and I was thinking about taking the kids to the gun range. I said, why don't you teach them how to pray? I said, because prayer goes a long way. You don't need no gun. When you got the host of heaven at your disposal, that's the last thing in the world you need. Teach them how to pray. That supersedes the gun anytime. Because like Brother Donnie, I said, you might not be able to get to the gun. But you can always call on y'all. That means, you know, we just live different than everybody else do. And when we finally realize that and that registers, we will be able to go a long way in the things that we're doing. Because it has to mean something to be an Israelite. It means something to be his children. He don't want us to live like the other people live and to do what they did, no matter what they got. Because they have enjoyed privilege. But it's, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy it. Because I would too if I was on there and enjoy it. You know, but we live different. We have to be able to teach our children different and show them the difference, because all you see on YouTube now is all them same movie stars and actors is crying out because they done sold out. I sold my soul to the devil. I didn't mean to do it. This is not what y'all think it is. You know? Crucial. Real life stuff.
Have you noticed, sister, when they have children, that they their kids look exactly like them? Especially the daughters and the mothers. They look like, now I have two daughters. They don't look exactly like me. I don't look exactly like my mom, but these folks, they look exactly, and I'm like looking at that, I said, you know, they look like some, no, they've been doing something. You know, redoing them again and again.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, they look exactly alike.
Mm-hmm. Who knows at this point? Proof. But it is what it is, because guess what? The Most High said Lucifer was going to have a seed in the garden. And that's why there's so much hatred against women. It ain't nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. That's that enmity that he was talking about. That's that hatred that's there. You know, and our people feed into it too. You know, but it is what it is, and it's going to be that way until the Most High does what he does. Whoosh. I mean, this is an extension from yesterday, but it's good because it's necessary because it makes you think. Again, it's allowing you to think about who you are, whose you are, in the society, in the culture that we live that's different from everybody else. You know? No, it is. It is something. I'm telling you to see that the lifestyle that the fallen angels live and the things that they brought to the earth and the things that they've done is the things that we're watching right now. Laws being passed to allow certain things to be. They look at you like, oh, well, that's just the way it is. You know, to us, we looking at it like that ain't normal. They looking at us like for us it is. So get over it. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And they ain't having it. Ain't no shame in it no more. Everybody doing whatever they want to do. That's how they do it. So, I mean, you just got to do you. And make sure we understand, keep this knowledge going so that we understand and share this knowledge with our children. But these are the kinds of, I'm telling you, I used to teach Sunday school in church. And I used to have these kind of classes going on in Sunday school. And the kids would beat the mamas and daddies up getting ready for church to come to Sunday school. We got to start teaching our children these things because these are things they like to learn. Because I'm telling you, magic is coming. And if you don't get them now, the magic is going to definitely get them because it's going to be able to produce something that you I'm not going to say you won't be able to do, but it's going to be different. Magic is definitely coming. They're going to be able to make things happen.
They already started.
Mm-hmm. crucial. But we're going to be able to do great exploits, too. We are. But, you know, we can't, we're not going to be able to use them at our disposal to woo people with them. This is at y'all's discretion when he wants us to. But they're going to be doing things to woo people into. Hey, I already got our kids. I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. I just want to be called it. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about? Call me they. It's like, excuse me? No, you are she. I don't want to be identified as a gender. I want to be called the. It's like, what? No, you are she, and I named you so-and-so, and that's what I'm going to call you. You know, it's just some weird stuff. Use my
even though I'm not my grandbaby.
You go. Yeah. Woo! You know, isn't that crazy?
My it's crazy. My grandbaby's only 7 years old. You talking about second graders. She came home the other day, you know, she telling me that the little boy was telling her that, you know, she said, Grandma, and she looking at me, she said, the little boy, he was waving his hand, popping his finger, and, you know, like a girl, he had girl dolly stuff. He liked girl clothes. And I'm like, her mom and myself, well, she's this will be her last year in public school. So she's going to be homeschooled, so that's all set up. But we went online to check it, and if so many parents are snatching their kids out of those schools, it's ridiculous. It is crazy. We barely got her in.
I know. I know. It's happening here, too, sis. There's so many young people I work with that got little kids, that got teenagers 12 and 13 years old, that they say, I'm taking them out. I'm not gonna, they're not going to be exposed to this stuff. I'm sorry. There's a lot of homeschooling is the way to go now, boy. You set up your homeschool, especially among the Israelite community, you got something going on if the parents are willing to pay. So this too much, I mean, they seeing it all now. I'll call me Doug. It's like, no, your name is Teresa, and that's what I named you, and that's what we're going to call you. Ain't nobody calling you it. You have lost your mind. For real. Crazy stuff.
That's an Adam show.
Yeah. I don't want to be identified as a girl or a boy. I just want to be a gender neutral. Whatever. Mm. The weirdest stuff I've ever heard.
You
got to
constantly be undoing that stuff. When the kids
you know,
come home,
like,
you got to undo
no.
it quick. I say something wrong.
You
know?
Don't.
That's not right. That's
you
not
got
correct.
A deprogrammer.
You
got
to fix it.
You
fast.
Got a deprogrammer. You do. You know, we got to help we got to help the ones up and coming. So just like, no, that ain't going to work. That's unacceptable, honey. No. Over here with Israel, we don't live like that. And you're going to have to put some effort and time together. If you're going to save them, you're going to have to pull them out of there because there's a whole lot of mess going on. And watch, they're going to try to do something about homeschool in a minute. Watch what I tell you.
Oh, yeah, because it's too much. They have a lottery for Texas Connect, and they be begging people to come in there. I'm like, what a lottery? So, but then they got K-12, which is an outfit out of California that just made it down here to Texas this year. So that was really able to get her that one.
Yeah.
Other than that, they said, we got to pick you. What?
Yeah. People tired of all that mess. They tired of that. Because you raise your children up to be innocent people, and then they got to be exposed to all of this because everybody else wants. No. And then you got to bring them home and deprogram them from all the mess they done learned from other people. No. And there was a big issue going on not too long ago where one of the girls was a boy, and he was a transgender, turning into a girl, and he wanted to compete with some sort of sports team. And they was like, no, because your anatomy is a boy and you're going to have a stronger advantage over these girls that are made up like girls.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, well, this is the world we're living in today. It is. They don't want to be identified as nothing. It's terrible. But this is what we do, and this is the things that are being promoted on television, and these are the things that our children are seeing. And it is scary. And I'm going to just say it. is scary.
Yeah, that's why the Most High switched it up. He said he ain't going to come with water no more. He coming with fire.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it's crucial. And it's, oh, my goodness gracious, the Lord have mercy. Woo! Mercy, mercy, mercy. That's all I can say is, Lord have mercy. It's something, I'm telling you. But they are doing that. Homeschooling is beginning to grow. People are beginning to bring their children to the homeschoolings and doing what they need to do. They are doing that. They really are. They're getting together as communities and teaching, you know, teaching their children together so that it's not one, a burden on one parent, but that they're all chipping in to make sure that they know the basic reading, writing, and arithmetic. Because all that other stuff is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know.
It's all lies anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you got men dressing up like women reading to the kids in school. No. Mm-mm. But nevertheless, we have come to the end of our show, you know, and this is the thing that we talk about. And Israel is Israel, and we're on the move. We continue to pray for our family, our children. We pray for everybody in our communities. And, you know, we just pray that Yah comes and he straightens all this stuff out. But in the meantime, prophecy has to be fulfilled. Certain things have to be done. I had some things that I wanted to play for you all today, but I guess we'll have to hold that off for Tuesday, where they're getting ready to sign a peace treaty in a minute. After the Passover. Their Passover, they're going to sign a peace treaty. And the Jews have already said that the Messiah is already here. They're just waiting on after the Passover for him to manifest himself. So we got a lot of stuff that's happening in the news. And we're going to do that on Tuesday night because I wanted to be able to really play those clips for you to be able for you to understand this thing is moving. It really is. So, you know, I want to give everybody an opportunity if you want to say something. I'll just call your area code. If you don't want to say nothing, don't say nothing. And then we'll keep moving. Since area code 832, you want to say anything to the people before we go?
Repent and forgive. That's it. That's all.
All right. All right. Area code 513.
Prepare for the Passover because it's going to mean a lot.
All right. She said prepare for the Passover. Area code 928.
I just want to say that the time is going to come where everything that we believe or have read is going to be tested. There are certain Mandela effects and things like that, but you just got to remember what we saw and what we were taught and what we read for ourselves. You just got to believe, even when they change, because they're going to try to change times and change things, just hold on to what you know is right. Hold on. It's going to be all right.
All right. Hallelujah. Area code 405.
Hallelujah and shalom.
All right. Thank you for that. Area code 717. All right, Brother Leonard, you got anything you want to say?
Just stay studied up and prayed up.
All right. All right, on that note, we say shalom, shalom to everyone. We've enjoyed you this evening. We'll see you Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Good night.